You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
I used to see because I got so damn tired. Oh, wait, never mind. Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you'll hear a 100 Word story all by its kerosene. No, wait, I read that wrong. All by its lonesome. But it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Arminus X chose the topic of purity. We've got a bunch of stories in from people like you. In fact, probably most of you listening are sending in stories. Welcome back, everyone. Well, let's find out who won last week so we know who goes first this week. That's Justin the Space Turtle, or of Space Turtle, or thebeingdom.com/space. Congratulations, Justin, and let's hear your super cool califragilistic story.
Hi, this is Justin Lomaster with today's 100 word story. Today's music, songs Human Beat and Arcadia are generously provided by Kevin MacLeod from Incompetech.com. The topic for this week is purity. We exist in the most pure, simple state we can. We choose not to stand out with looks and keep it to the standard basic color, gray. We avoid all the needless accessories that so many of our kind have, such as lasers, rockets, and blade arms. We run on the simplest form of energy, rechargeable batteries. We stick to wheels and don't use hover plates. We even forego transistors and use basic circuit boards and vacuum tubes. Others of our kind make fun, call us outmoded. We pay no processing power to this. We are proud to be robo-Amish.
Robo Amish. You know, I used to have this site called Amish Tech Support, and then, well, oh, hey, Nardo. What's up? You like that one. Well, thank you, Justin the Space Turtle. You can find out more about Justin the Space Turtle at thebeingdom.com/space turtle. All the links for everyone that participates in the weekly challenge when they send them to me. You can find those links in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also the text of the stories in case you don't understand what the hell anybody just said. Well, now that we've got the winner shuffled off to the victory circle, let's check out the veterans. No, there aren't any rookies this week. First up is Guy David of GuyDavid.com and The Night Guy and all sorts of other crazy, kooky, wacky, amazing stuff. All that's over at GuyDavid.com. He does the music for the beginning, the ending, and this story. This is where I play the story.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from The Night Guy, the podcast that is not all full of crap, but comes up smelling funny anyway. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now onwards to my story. Oh, the purity of salmon, done with just enough olive oil and the hint of coriander. Tom would bring us another tasty culinary footnote. Then Ellison would bring the whiskey, and the party would begin. Terence would bring his friend Raoul to play around, while Liana, the belly dancer, would give us her best dance. Caleb would add the twist of the twisted, then Daphne would take us right down to the sewage. Then the idiot in chief would appear, with all his cogs spinning, and the dish would be truly ready for upload. Another weekly challenge would be posted.
And that's what this podcast needs more of. Name dropping. And self... What? And more meows? It does not need more meows. I'm trying to record this and you're meowing. Can you say, Guy David? Yeah, you said GuyDavid.com, otherwise known as Blue Smoke Hextall in Second Life. Thank you, Guy David. Oh, now you're purring. Okay. Next up is Mike, and he did not... All right. He didn't record his story, so I'm going to try reading this without interruptions from Nardo. So I'm just going to grab him. Okay. Here we go. Quality control's a real pain, the owner reflected, recalling the chain of events that had led to this. Due to record demand, the backup system had been brought in production. Feeling the pressure, the supervisor had only inspected each filtration seal, not replaced them as directed. The last one failed, sending contaminant downline, and an alert operator had hit the emergency shunt. The company guaranteed 99.5% purity, well above the industry norm. Had the contaminant reached the main storage vats, the consequences would have been beyond imagining. Another whip crack and scream echoed through the room. Yep, QC's a real pain. Well, thank you, Mike. Although, you really got to start recording these. This was the seventh attempt at reading it. And I finally freaking got it. All right. But you can still send them in anyway. Torture me, will you? Whip crack on my back. All right. Next up is Steven, the nuclear man. You can find his stuff at ideatrash.blogspot.com and all sorts of other places. Papers.ods.org will explain why I call him Steven, the nuclear man. And this is why... He is called a writer.
Snowflakes float lazily as she begins shouting. I do not fight back, and this infuriates her. Crystalline water sparkles in angled sunlight, like the shining stone in a ring that bounce, bounce, bounces on the floor. She leaves tire tracks in the driveway, a bit of rubber on the street. Her suitcase, her car are gone, and so is she. Fat, wet flakes fall, coating my hair in age, weariness, fear. They come down, 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 and fill in the tracks with a coat of purest white. For a little while, I can forget. For a little while, I pretend.
So special, so sentimental, it just makes me want to tear up and cry.
Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. You can find more from Stephen the Nuclear Man at ideatrash.blogspot.com. Next up is Tom from Footnote. His stuff is supposed to be at footnote.libsyn.com, but he continues to torture us by not posting more episodes of that wonderful special podcast. In fact, let's do it again. FOTNOTE.libsyn.com. Nothing since January 4th. He just wants you to go through all the old episodes, all the ones that he put such painstaking effort into. And believe me, they're all worth listening to. They're all good. So you can go back all the way to August of 2005 and hear all sorts of cool things from Tom, or you can go back to the archives of this podcast and the weekly challenges and listen to his cool stuff there. But you can also listen to his cool stuff right now.
Hello, Night People. This is Tom, and I've got a bunch of challenge updates. Anima Zabaleta has entered the top 20 contributors. Steve, the nuclear man, is just two stories away. So too is DJ from the 8th position. With last week's turnout of 18 stories, the challenge now has a weekly average of 10.06 stories. Our musical director, Guy David, has broken the 50% mark barrier with 57 stories in a row. Go, go, Guy. And my story this week is called La Blanc. Purity has taken a serious hit during the latter 20th century. It's become the plutonium of discourse. Nonetheless, it best describes that which is best. The distilling of the raw to the refined. The purity of pen is Mont Blanc. Its weight gives substance to the stroke, perfectly balanced and contoured to the task at hand. I am partial to the gold nib over the silver, but I'm a purist when it comes to glide. The latest in the line is a cobalt blue Starwalker. Imagine a $400 ballpoint pen. The good sisters of mercy are wailing somewhere in penmanship purgatory.
Wow, that's an awful lot about pens. Thank you, Tom, and thank you for the updates on the statistics. You, sir, are the statistical heart of this podcast. How many times have I said thank you? How many times have I said, GuyDavid.com? How many times have I said, oh, really? Well, that's probably the first time I've ever said that. How long has it been since the midget? What percentage of stories do people send in themselves, and what percentage do I read? You see, this can get you, hitting the 10 key and going, did. Now we know why you haven't done a recent footnote. You're too busy keeping stats on this, man. Forget the stats. Do some footnote, man. Oh, speaking of the Sisters of Mercy, Sister Mary Edith has returned from a long sojourn. And, Sister Mary Edith will explain what she's been doing. Well, when she once was referred to as Sister Mary Edith. Now she's, here.
Mary Edith here with a 100-word story on the topic of purity. My story centers on my own purity, or lack thereof. Some of you may remember me as Sister Mary Edith. Alas, I've been defrocked, which isn't as fun as it sounds. It was a routine ClergyNet scan for kiddie porn that turned up my brief fling with 100-word stories. I was cast out, and my PC exercised by the Cardinal himself. Which is why, when Lawrence played my MP3, pure silence. On the upside, did you know Exorcism completely uninstalls Windows Millennium Edition? A year later, I found my new calling. You can call me Scoutmaster Mary Edith.
Well, now we know. Thank you, Scoutmaster Mary Edith. And she said kitty, as in K-I-T-T-Y. Oh, wait. Actually, it's K-I-D-D-Y. What? Oh, no. Oh, well. Next up is Thomas Merkel. He's got some cool stuff swinging, happening, and springing. Whatever springing means. Probably what you do with a spork. Here's Thomas.
Hello, I'm Thomas Merkel with my submission for Weekly Challenge 113, Purity, entitled Sacrifice. The priest droned as the crowd murmured. With their sins absolved, the village would be pure once more. Enos stood before the cold obelisk, trembling, resolved. Purer than the sacrifices before her, no evil thought or deed found purchase in her soul. This fact made her ideal to remove the sins of her peers. The priest recited the ancient text, knife raised, asking his god's blessing on this sacrifice. Then motioned Ina to kneel. As the knife came down, crimson lightning issued from the obelisk, killing the priest and the ogling crowd. Ina walked quietly away. The village, pure again.
We like pure villages. Those are good. Thank you, Thomas. That was actually kind of cool. I like the word obelisk. Obelisk is neat. How many times do you use that? One? Two? How many times do you hear obelisk twice in a story? I like that. You can check out more from Thomas and whatever link I put up in the show notes. Now, if Thomas didn't send me a link, I didn't put one up in the show notes. But if Thomas sent me a link, it's in the show notes. That's how it works. Although now I haven't done the show notes yet. I record these, and I get some of the show notes done, and then when all the stories are in, and I've assembled them all, then I put together the poll, and then I screw up the links, like I did last week, where they appeared within the poll, but not the poll results. And by the way, that poll, you can choose as many stories as you like to vote for. But remember, you gotta choose them all at once, and then boom. You can't just, like, pick one, send. Pick one, send. Pick one, send. Oh, wait, this one later. Oh, yeah. No. You gotta wait until you've got them all selected that you want, and then pull the trigger. Speaking of pulling the trigger, here's Sergeant Harrop of SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. This week's adventure, making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Isn't that exciting? That's thrilling. But he puts the peanut butter and jelly on the outside of the sandwich like a crazy man!
Hello, this is Sergeant Harrop, and I'm here with a story for Weekly Challenge 113, the topic of which is purity. Now, I didn't get a entry in last week for whiskey, because I couldn't get past 77 words, so I kind of slipped that one in here as well. Hope y'all enjoy it.
Back in January 1919, I was a traveling salesman, and I had just made a big sale down in Beantown and was walking down the street to a bar I'd spotted earlier to get a sip of whiskey, when all of a sudden I hear a rumbling sound down the street in the direction of the Purity Distilling Company, and the ground started shaking. I looked, and there was this big old wave of molasses coming straight for me, so I did the only thing a body could do. I hopped on and body surfed that sucker clear across town.
Ha ha ha, love it! Thank you, Sergeant, and thank you, Audacity, for the vinyl plugin. That's gotta be vinyl, right? I love the vinyl plugin. It is awesome. You know, that, fade up, fade down, and speed up and speed slow down are the only ones I really use. But I love vinyl. I mean, I don't even understand flange. You could say, well, flange is actually when you cut off the waveform after the second. I know all that stuff. I took physics. And optics and blah, 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 and all that. I've done editing. But you know what? I just still, it, whatever, flange. Blech. Well, thank you, Sergeant, and you can check out more from Sergeant Harrop at SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman, but you'll do in a pinch. Next up is Pond Nightly. What is Pond Nightly's site? I'll look it up again, and I'll put it in the show notes. You see? That's how it works. Pond did not record a story. Instead, just sent me in the text. And we all know what that means. It means I need to read this and screw it up. I get so tired of screwing these up. Hope? No. Faith? No. She sighed. How about grace? Uh-uh. The newspaper in his hands, a wall between the two of them, rattled as he shook his head. Prudence? Patience? No, no, and no. What is with the goofy names? I don't want our daughter running around with a tag like Prudence. Do we have to talk about this tonight? I'm just bagged. She sighed. I read today that the Puritans named their children after virtues to give them strength. I really want to give our child the best start possible in this uncertain world. He sighed and turned the page. His wife used to read the Wall Street Journal. Now, the coming baby ruled her focus completely. He peered over the paper. Well, if you want to give her a good start, how about a name that suits the new millennium, not some outdated ideal? Why don't we call her Cynicism, or maybe Apathy? I'm not even going to dignify that with a reply. Several breaths worth of pause, and... Chastity? Charity? He folded the paper, rubbed his temples, and mentally reached for the white flag, waiting. Purity? Fine. Poor kid. Was that 100 words? Could someone do a word count on that one? Man, it felt like an eternity. It was cool, though. Thank you, Pawn Knightley, and thank you for coming back. And speaking of others that have come back, Anima Zabaleta. Oh, yeah. I want to know how her story turned out. You know, she always asks, you know, does this sound okay? Is this all right? Is this fine? And it's like, everything's fine in this podcast, so I don't respond. And I just, like, you know, is this going to be okay? Is this all right? And it's like, nothing. And you know what? That's probably the best advice that I could give is when you seek out advice, don't seek out advice. Do what you think is right. And if you hear it, and you just experiment. And if it sounds the way you want it, that's your unique sound. If you try to make it perfect, you're going to wind up, you know, soulless and marketed. Why? Here's Anima to show you what she's come up with.
Hi there, Anima with my submission for Challenge 113, themed Purity. This one is called The Near Future. Vitaly had some, and I needed it, bad. It had been days. The brain fog was settling in. News on the vid screen was starting to sound plausible. Come on, Vitaly, I whine. Scanning the room, I spy the scarred Piask bottles. I know you fired up the Electron yesterday. Liquid's better, but the chemical will do. What you have trade? A foil of Pop-Tarts and 6 Twinkies? Prekadna, 10 minutes. How about 4 liquid? Chevo? Kay. 5 minutes. Inhaling, the purity of the O2 hits my brain better than anything I remember. I wheeze again, growing sharper and more cynical with each passing moment.
Hehehehe, cool. You thought oxygen bars were innocent little places. Hehe. Thank you, Anima Zabaleta. You can check out more from Anima Zabaleta in the archives of this site. I wonder what link she gave me this week. As I said before, I put these together audio-wise, and sometimes I set up the poll while I'm doing them, but I'm going to confess I've been preloading this one on Friday night. That way, when I wake up Saturday, I just, boom, get it done. Because I was up. I have a little too much caffeine in me. I thought, might as well do it, right? Also, I was on a kick because, like, it was Celandrian and Spence Wilder, and that was real cool. And congratulations, Nikki. Congratulations, Dorje. See, I said that right. See, just... It's all on the wrist. Ugh, man. Now you know it's me doing this the night before. JD, however, did not wait until the last minute to... Okay, maybe he did. Here's JD's story.
J chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Good evening, Lawrence. It's Jerry D again, and for the 113th challenge, I have a little story for you. A little down, a little melancholy, but I'm sure other folks will have things that are happier. So, keeping it brief, as always, here's the story. In the beginning, we were driven out from the garden. Later, we were driven across the face of the earth. At last, we were driven into the sky and across the universe. In all times and places, we searched for what had been lost. The void between the stars, our last hope. For eons we searched in the darkness of that void, and then we found the children of the light. We saw that they had what we had lost, and then we understood. So, in our terrible rage, we killed them all. Once lost, purity cannot be regained.
It don't make no difference to me.
Thank you, JD. Well, actually, all stories are little. I mean, unless, you know, someone decides to drag out a story and, you know, take 5 minutes to tell it. I kind of did that once, but I guess that was kind of a weird kind of day. You can check out more from JD at whatever link I posted for him at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com.
Well, it's time once again for Planet X. Oh, Planet X-Ray is back. And let's see what twisted madness is coming from that great spinning mass out there among the stars.
Greetings, Earthlings. Planet X-Ray here, back again with this week's 100-word story weekly challenge. Hopefully this piece of crap spaceship of mine will hold together so that I can continue to bring you my stories for your listening pleasure. This week's story is called Purity. The oldest house in our neighborhood was always the center of attraction. In it lived the pastor of the local church. Purity, the pastor's daughter, was always prim and proper, an example for the neighborhood. When they moved, the house sat empty for a very long time, until Purity bought it for her family. Soon, Purity had her own daughters living with her. Each was very pretty, and had names like Charity, Destiny, Faith, and Grace. And her mission was so much like her father's, to provide a little heaven for each of their visitors, $20 at a time. Well, thanks again for listening. And remember to stop by now and then at planetxpodcast.com.
Thank you, Planet X-Ray. You can check out more from Planet X-Ray at Planet X-Ray Podcast. Sorry, Planet X Podcast. Planet X, right, right. Yes, thank you. I'm going to tell a story about you if you keep this up. PlanetXPodcast.com. And by the way, I have feeds for Planet X Podcast and Craig from Wash the Bowl in the sidebar there. Both are 100-word story podcasts. And if you've got a 100-word story podcast that you want me to put up on the sidebar, let me know. And I've got links to every single person who's put a story into this podcast in the sidebar. So if you don't see yours there, yell at me. And I'll get that added. It shouldn't take much effort. I mean, come on. Just, you know, copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste. That's all that. Probably 99% of the labor done in the United States these days now is copy-paste. Control-C, Control-V. You should have just a keyboard, one button, copy, another button, paste. Maybe it'll undo. All right, let's finish things up here with another planet, and that is Planet Z.
The quest for genetic purity has been the foundation for the greatest evils throughout history, disposing of those deemed imperfect, flawed, or inferior. However, sometimes it can be a good thing. Take Nardo the Cat as an example. He's the perfect specimen of Ginger Classic Tabby in all regards except for one minor detail. He's a polydactyl. Those thumbs cost him a life of poking, prodding, and harassment at cat shows. Instead, he got dumped at a shelter. My ex-girlfriend picked him out. She moved to California and left him with me. He's not perfect. But then again, who is?
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about purity. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. The voting? Well, that takes place at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will get to go first next week, and then they pick a topic. Yeah, I know. I'm still trying to design the refrigerator magnet. I don't have the perfect story for it. Maybe if you design the refrigerator, maybe we should have a contest. You design the refrigerator magnet, and then, like, you win, like, a bunch of them or something. So, like, go to Cafe Press, download the refrigerator magnet template, and then play around. And, I'll, like, make it the one. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One-click subscribe to iTunes Podcast Ready, all sorts of podcatchers up on that site. There's a whole bunch of stuff and players there to make it easy for you to listen to the stuff from podcastpickle.com. Gary, he's just great, and he's losing a ton of weight. Dude, he is an inspiration, even though I've still lost 15. Stick to that line. Music for the opening and closing of this podcast were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He makes cool music. That should be his tagline. He makes cool music. Giggity giggity. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Believe me, it's a topic. One more thing. I'm doing a podcast rebuild for the 5th birthday celebration, Second Life. I've sent out notes to a bunch of podcasters, and if you look at firstlife.isfullofcrap.com, which it pretty much is, you will see some stuff and questions and all that that I've asked podcasters. And I'd like to do a few interviews with folks over Skype. So drop me a line at isfullofcrap, and make sure that it's like afternoon or evening, because if you try to call me during the day, during the week, there's this crazy little thing called work. Yeah, I know. They don't like it when I do stuff like this there. Unless, of course, you know, they come up with a new job. Hey, this is your new job. You're doing this kind of stuff there. It's like, oh, wow. Does it involve PowerPoint? Oh, yeah. That would be awesome. And I guess it would kind of suck. It would be like being in that Twilight Zone, that one with Valentine. Yeah, where everything goes right for him, and then it turns out to be hell because there's no challenge. You know what? Challenges for sucks. Oh, wait. That's what this is. I just want to thank everyone for being a part of this. Writing up the stories, putting them together, coming up with funny voices, cool music that goes along with them, straining, and putting your best effort into it. You get a week to come up with the story. Yeah, I do too, technically, but I tend to just panic on Friday nights and think, oh my god, because I'm used to doing them once a day. Maybe you should try doing them once a day. Maybe you should come up with some sort of challenge of, hey, you do it for once a day. I don't know. Well, whatever ideas you have for the podcast, I mean, it's not like I've gotten stuck in a rut or a groove. Dude, it's called momentum. Maybe it's called Joe-mentum. Thank you once again for listening, everyone, and sending in your stories and being a part of this whole crazy Michigas. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.